Deal. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. 2 Timothy, the second chapter. I want to just read a few verses in this chapter, and then we'll just share a few thoughts that the Lord has put on my heart for tonight. 2 Timothy, the second chapter, and I'll read verses 16 down through verse number 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 16. Paul writes and he says, "But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. For their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth him that are his. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." That is the reading of the verses the Lord has impressed on my heart. I think we have all watched with shock and amazement and disbelief at the events that happened last Wednesday as they unfolded in our nation's capital. But I'll really be honest with you. The things that have happened in our nation for almost the past year have truly have been things that have troubled our hearts and amazed us and caused us to wonder what in the world seems to be going on in America. I'm talking about the pandemic. I'm talking about back in the past summer, about the rioting and the looting and the burning of buildings. And then it all seemed to culminate with what we saw last Wednesday in our nation's capital. And going into the Capitol building itself and the things that happened there. And then how that countries began to speak out of what happened, talking about the shock and dismay of what happened in Washington, D.C. Then other nations that are friendly to America, like Russia, Iran, and Venezuela, they began to speak out, and their response was to laugh and to mock. And they said that they considered it the failure and frailty of democracy. It is enough to shake any of us and to cause us to wonder what's going to happen next. And now we're hearing them talk about things that unsettle our hearts, things that are the possibility of other attacks, things that are causing a built up of security in state capitals and the building up of the National Guard and security for the inauguration next week. So many things that are causing us to wonder what's going to happen next. And you may think, well, preacher, what has that got to do with the scripture that you've read tonight? Well, the Apostle Paul was writing this letter to young Timothy, the pastor of the church at Ephesus. And he was writing to encourage this young pastor, because Timothy was dealing with false teachers, false doctrine, disorder in worship. And yes, he also was facing a lot of adversity. For Timothy, it was times of uncertainty. It was enough to discourage this young pastor. At the same time, the Apostle Paul doesn't pull any punches for Timothy. He tells him that times are bad and they are surely going to get worse. He says that in chapter 3, verse 1. He says this also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Then he goes on in verse 12 of chapter 3. He says, hey, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He is telling Timothy that times are going to get worse. Days are going to get harder. But he goes on to say, continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. He is saying, Timothy, keep pressing on. Timothy, don't give up. Keep pressing on. But back in our text, he is telling Timothy, Timothy, I know that you're facing adversity. I know that times are difficult. I know that there are people out there that are saying things in the name of God that is false doctrine. Let me just pause here and say this, that not everybody that uses the name of God is telling the truth. We have to be careful of what we hear. We have to guard our hearts and our ears against false doctrine. Guard what you hear against the truth of God's word. Just because somebody says they have a word from God doesn't necessarily thing that it is. So guard that. And Paul warns Timothy that things have come in. He said the word will eat like a canker. He said that concerning the truth they have heard, they are teaching things that are wrong. But in verse 19 is what I want to really see. Paul uses verse 19 to encourage Timothy. He says, even though there's false doctrines, even though there is things happening that wants to shake your faith, even though there are things happening about you that want to shake your confidence, keep this in mind. He says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that ameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Paul was saying, Timothy, you can have faith unshaken. In a shaking world, if you'll cling to that. So I want to think about that. On remaining unshaken in a shaking world. There are some things that Paul reminds Timothy of. I want to tell you something tonight, that we are in something greater than America, that we are part of something bigger than America. You say, what is it? We are part of God's plan. So the first thing that you and I need to remember is that the plan of God will never change. He says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Paul wanted him to realize that no matter what enemies he faced, no matter what battles he encountered, no matter what struggles life may present, that he was part of something bigger than himself. That he was part of God's eternal plan. Do you realize tonight that you and I are part of God's eternal plan. We are part of His church, part of His kingdom plan. And nothing, nothing is going to change that. The Democrat Party isn't going to change God's eternal plan. The Republican Party isn't going to change God's eternal plan. Russia, China, no country is going to change God's eternal plan. Rulers will come and go. Presidents will come and go. Nations will rise and fall. Kingdoms will rule and fail. But God will remain. He says the foundation of God standeth sure. When He says that He standeth sure, Paul means it is immovable and established. It means that at no time will there ever be an enemy to gain the upper hand. Sometimes it may look like the enemy has got the upper hand. Sometimes it may look like that our backs are against the wall. Sometimes we may feel beaten and battered. But I want to tell you, this ain't the end yet. This thing ain't over by any long shot. I've read the last chapter, and I want to tell you, in the end, God wins. And in the end, the church is triumphant. Paul says the foundation of God standeth sure. There is nothing that'll ever change God's plan. A structure is only as sound as its foundation. And our foundation, the church's foundation, rests upon the sovereignty of God, with Jesus Christ as its cornerstone. Paul wrote to Timothy and said, Timothy, don't fret. Don't worry. The foundation of God standeth sure. Can I just remind you tonight, church, there's a lot of things that may be causing fear in your heart. You may be looking around, saying, preacher, there's a lot of things happening that I don't understand. There's a pandemic. There's a lot of things happening in Washington. I don't know what's going to happen. Can I tell you tonight, God's still in control. The foundation of God standeth sure. But secondly tonight, the plan of God will never change. He's got a plan that is going to be fulfilled, first of all. Secondly, tonight, our possession by God will never change. He said, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Again, Paul is reassuring Timothy of the greatness of what he is part of. Sometimes we think of our small group. I thank God tonight for our church, our little group, our little church. But I want to tell you tonight that we are just a small part of something big. That God has a big family. And we are part of that big family. And He knows each and every one of us. That word knoweth is a word that describes an intimate and complete knowledge. It is the idea that God knew all about us, and God knew everything, every detail about us before He ever saved us. God knew all of our faults, but loved us in spite of them all. But then God looked at us and loved us, called us, convicted us, saved us by His amazing grace, and made us part of His family. God did all that, having this seal that the Lord knoweth them that are His. Do you realize tonight that when God saved us, He sealed us for time and eternity? There is nothing that will ever change my salvation. There is nothing will ever cause me to lose it. I am saved, I am sealed, and I am secure in Him forever. Paul talked about that in Ephesians chapter 1 about being sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Jesus described us being in His hand that we'd never perish, and no man being able to pluck us out of His hand, secure in Him. Thank God, I'm glad that no matter what happens in this world, no matter what happens tomorrow, no matter what happens in Washington or in Raleigh, thank God I'm secure in Jesus Christ. I feel sorry tonight for these people that believe that you can lose your salvation. I'd be afraid of going to sleep at night if I believed that. I'd be afraid of going to sleep at night thinking that maybe while I slept that I would lose it and die in my sleep and miss heaven. But I'm so thankful tonight that it doesn't rely on me, holding on to him. But in the fact that he is holding on to me, thank God tonight I'm secure. Paul was saying to Timothy, Timothy, that in a world that shakes and quakes, when you read the news and when you see it and hear it, and it causes you to shake with fear, keep in mind that the foundation of God standeth sure, having the seal that the Lord knoweth them that are his. Keep in mind that the plan of God will never change. That our possession by God will never change. And then lastly, because of that, our passion for God should never change. Paul ended the verse and he said, and yet everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Paul said, because of those two things that we ought to maintain the standard of righteousness and holiness in our day. Some would say, what difference does it make? Doesn't seem like anybody else cares. Doesn't seem like anybody else cares what they do. Doesn't seem like anybody else cares anyway. Why should I care? Because God cares. And God wants us to live right. God wants us to honor him. And because they're coming, hey, that I'll stand before him, give an account of my life. They'll come and hey, that I'll stand before him at the judgment seat of Christ. I want to honor him. You and I are living testimonies. You and I are ambassadors for Christ. You and I, we ought to care what this world sees in us about Jesus Christ. Paul said, let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Paul says, Timothy, hear right. Honor him in his life. I believe this thing's winding down quickly. I believe he could come at any moment. So we ought to live right. We ought to represent him faithfully. We ought to live to honor him. But there's one last question I want to ask you. Are you right with him? Are you right with him? Do you know you're saved? Do you know you're born again? If he comes tonight, if he comes before the sun rises on another day, would you go home to be with him? Search your heart. if you're not right with him, you can't be tonight. While we ask the Lord tonight to dismiss us in prayer, if you're not right, if you're not saved, why not ask him to save you? If you are saved, but you're not living right, ask him to forgive you. Set out from this night determined to live him. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you tonight for your word. Thank you for the encouragement that it gives. Help us, oh God, in a world that seems to be shaking, to be unshaken, because we know that you're in control, that your plan is being fulfilled, that we are your children, kept by your power. But, oh Lord, tonight, there may be one listening that is away from you. Touch their heart and draw them back. Help them to live for you, to honor you. But, oh Lord, tonight, there may be one listening that has lost. Save them tonight by your grace, by your love. Oh, Father, do your work. Help us, oh God, as only you can. And we'll thank you. It's in thy name we ask and pray. Amen. Thank you tonight for being here, for listening. And you'll be dismissed. Be careful. Oh, and Lord willing, we'll see you Sunday.